Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the ninth month, the 21st day, year 2014. It's the feast day of the great apostle, St. Matthew, and it's also the 15th Lord's Day after Pentecost. This is a special lecture we're doing here, as it's appropriate for events that are taking place recently that are going against God's law of corporal punishment. Particularly, we're going to talk about punishing children when they deserve to be punished. And punish them sufficiently, which also means corporal punishment, which means beating them when they deserve it. That's God's will. You don't do that, you have a rebellious society of people. And basically, this is what we're looking at in all the West, the United States and all the Western democracies. They're raising a bunch of spoiled brat criminals because they don't punish them sufficiently when they're young, and therefore they don't even punish them sufficiently when they're older. Just take a look at your news at all the criminals running around and your Western democracies. Look at the way the legal system treats them. I just was recently listening to the news report. A guy in Albuquerque, they had a car set up, the cops, so that they're going to catch people stealing cars, and he had a camera in it. The guy gets in, he steals the car, and they finally catch the guy, and it turns out the guy had already robbed 50 cars in Albuquerque. This was just his 51st. What's going on here, folks? As I told you before, in a situation like that, a guy who steals cars, the first time you lock him up for 6 months or maybe a year, you catch him a second time, you cut off one of his hands, the third time you kill him. That's how you get rid of car thievery. Third time offender, you kill him. He's dead. It ends. But my point is, it starts with corporal punishment. You're not allowed to spank your kids even anymore. And so they're growing up to be rebellious. What they are denying here is the fact that all men are born in original sin. All men are born being possessed by demons, and unless you get baptized into the Catholic Church, you have no hope of ultimately overcoming that. But even on natural law, God works with people, and there's certain things on the natural law that even pagans can know. The natural law is written on all man's heart. It's not supernatural law. You need the supernatural law to be saved, but the natural law condemns what they're doing today. These godless democracies are condemning God's natural law even. They're supporting homosexuals. Homosexuals are being exalted. They're allowed to get married. Feminists. Women are being put over men now in their family and in society. You're not allowed to hit women anymore. You can't punish women anymore when they deserve to be punished. We're going to talk about that next week, about the Ray Rice incident with him punching his fiancée. All right? And I always say this. A woman wants to start acting like a man, she's going to be treated like a man. You want to come at a man, you're going to get punched like a man. And not only that, we're not even talking about when a woman acts like a man. Even if a woman acts like a woman, but she does things that are against God's law, there are certain cases in which women must be beaten, and they must even be delivered up to death and killed. Read the Bible, anybody knows that. Moses killed men, women, and children. And they get delivered up to death. I used to tell my wife, when she would get a little bit loud, we have some arguments, I say, you're flesh and blood and you bleed like the rest of us. Women want to be put up on pedestals and they want to be seen as goddesses. They're going to live forever and cannot be harmed. But wait till the Antichrist comes to power. He's going to deal with them. I'm going to talk about that next week because these things are related. Because this has been happening just recently with what they call domestic abuse. I don't support unjust beatings, you know, unjustly beating your kid or doing it for the wrong reason or doing it the wrong way or your wife. But the fact that your wife at times could deserve a beating if she's really bad and rebellious, or your children, yes, that's God's law. That's God's will. And now when you stop beating your children, when they deserve to be beaten, discipline goes out the window, and the kid stays to be a rebellious little brat, which is what you have today, a world of brats running around and criminals. And when they become old enough to break the secular laws of even this godless country, they don't even get punished. They go to jail for a short period of time, and they're running around. Look at all your criminals. We got a guy in town here that was caught molesting young girls. They caught him a second time. He's out. I know all the criminals. We got another guy in town here. Another guy in town here, he shoots people. Almost killed maybe two or three people. And he's out walking around. I mean, this is, and it starts with, you're not allowed to spank your kid. You're not allowed to punish. It's all part of what we call non-judgmentalism and non-punishmentalism. Either you don't judge at all, or you don't punish at all, which happens in a lot of cases, or it's insufficient judgment, insufficient punishment. And we bring this up recently because an NFL football player, Adrian Peterson, they're banning him from a couple games because he spanked his kid. He hit his kid with a rod, with a tree branch, all right? And he was right in what he did. because this is God's law. And he even said so, that he doesn't want to intentionally hurt his kid. Now, when he was, I'm going to get into the details of what happened with him, and then we're going to go and show you God's law, and it's a natural law even, that when a kid gets out of hand and he's really bad, then you got to beat him. And depending on how bad he is, you got to beat him even harder. But if he's not real bad, you don't need to beat him. You can deprive him of certain things. You could do other punishments. But when a kid gets really bad, there's a point where you need to beat him. That's natural law even. I was down at the supermarket even buying stuff. And one woman in the back, she goes, you know, they're trying to tell us we can't beat our kid anymore. She goes, if my kid starts acting bad, I'm going to beat him. I'm going to beat him. And that's natural. Because the kid tests you how far he can go. A rebellious wife tests you. A rebellious wife will get up in your face. She'll start smacking you, hitting you, creating all kinds of chaos. She needs to be beaten and subdued. But I'm going to tell you what a proper beating is and when you can go too far. There is such a thing as going too far. But here's that's when we're talking about corporal punishment. But if your child gets really, really, really bad, you're going to learn about this, and you're beating him with a rod and he's still not listening, he's disobeying his parents, God says you can then take that kid before the elders and you stone him to death. You kill him. Even death penalty. So we'll sort of ahead of time tell you about what the parameters are so people don't get all excited and bent out of shape. They sort of can understand what the proper level of beating is. Now, when a parent delivers discipline to his kid and beats him, you don't want to wound the kid permanently and you don't want to kill him. You want to beat him till he bleeds? Yes, if he deserves it. Till he gets bruises? Yes, the bruise will go away. The cut will go away. The scratch will go away. It's not a permanent wound. That's fine if the kid deserves it. Now, we're all presuming that the kid did something wrong, that he deserves it. We're not condoning beating a kid for no reason. If you beat a kid for the wrong reasons because you're an alcoholic father and you're a brute, that is evil. And you undermine the whole process of corporal punishment because then the kid has, you've got nothing to gain. You're beating him for no reason. So you got to beat him for the right reason and you got to beat him properly. You can't give him a permanent wound and you can't kill him. You can scratch him. You can break his flesh. He could bleed. You can give him a bruise. That's all in the Bible. I'll even read that right here to you. We're going to read that in a second. I just want to talk about these general principles first on what the effect of a beating is. Now, in this case with Adrian Peterson, he beat his kid with a tree branch, a switch, and by accident, when he was whipping his behind, it wrapped around and hit his private part by accident. He didn't want to hit his private part. He mentioned that too. He says, when that happened, he felt bad. He says, I went too far. He says, but if my kid deserves a beating, I'm going to beat him on the butt again. And I'm going to keep doing it because this is the way my mother did it to me. And this is what gave me discipline and made me be able to be where I am today and have somewhat of a civilized person on the natural law. This is true what he's saying. My mother beat me too really bad. And I thank her for it. Even that my German mother, she gave me a worse beating than my father. And you deserve it. And it does give you discipline. He understood it. He's doing it with his kid. Now, they're getting all over his case. When you look at the pictures of what he did, or you're looking on the kid's behind and his thigh is scratches. Scratches. If you scratch yourself too hard from when you got a mosquito bite and you left a little mark on there, it's a little scratch. There's not even blood coming out of it. It's a scratch. I get that when I walk outside and go brush up against a thorn bush or something. But you can even break his skin and let him bleed. You know, when the monks used in the military, when they used to whip somebody, and discipline them, and the monks in the monasteries, they would make their back bleed. They would have thorn bush and go there and they would bleed. And then afterwards they would put this stuff on it to heal it up, and it's no permanent wound. I'm not talking about scars now. You can even have scars. You don't generally want to have scars like on the face, something where the people are going to look at it, but you can put a scar on his ass, on his behind, or on his thighs. That's not a permanent wound. We're living in a wimpy society. We're living in a non-judgmental, non-punishmental society. If you realize what God does to people in hell for all eternity, where they're suffering worse than anything we can do to them, this is a little forewarning of what awaits you if you don't beat the demons out of these people. The end result of all this liberalism, this mushyism, this effeminacy is a complete criminal society. You're looking at it today. They're unjustly persecuting this guy, Adrian Peterson, and he's writing recently, they're trying to make him feel more guilty than he should. He shouldn't feel guilty at all. I didn't realize that I hit his private part. The switch wrapped around his thigh and hit him in his private part. He didn't want to hit him there. So he was right for saying he didn't want to do that. But he was right for beating the kid. And he even said again, I got quotes from him in here. He says, I'll beat the kid again, too, if he deserves it. All right. By the way, folks, this just happened recently where they're banning him from the NFL for a game or two or something on because of this reason. But he actually, this incident actually occurred on May 18th, 2014, which was several months ago. We're going to get into that in this lecture also, why they did it. They're trying to blackball the NFL. They got a vendetta against the NFL. Why? Because the NFL opposes homosexuality, and they gave him a really hard time on the homo thing. And a lot of your NFL players said, look, I don't want no homo guy, at least if he's outwardly and boastful homo guy in the locker room next to me. I don't want it. But they're really angry because they're not caving into the liberal, full liberal agenda. I'm not saying the whole NFL owners and people are 100% good. No one's as good in this world. But they're better than some of these other people, and they're opposing the homosexual agenda. They've been attacking the NFL, I know now, for several years. They're trying to get them on. It's too brutal. And here's another thing. Non-punishmentalism. It's brutal. You're going to get hurt. My kid's going to get concussions. They bring up some NFL guy that's all messed up. Now, I'm not against good laws, so you don't... See, that's another thing we'll get into another lecture about. A good sport, you could get hurt. There could be injuries, but you don't want to have any permanent injuries as a general rule. But you can get killed in any sport. You can get killed crossing the street. You can get killed walking your dog. So that's another issue I want to get into later on. But they're attacking the NFL because they want to take them down. The liberals are attacking because the sport's too brutal for them. They hate any type of brutality, and especially over this homosexual incident, which they oppose the homo agenda. So now they're taking this incident, and they're gonna, and also this Ray Rice when he gave his wife a good shot in the chops, which he deserved because she was attacking him. He didn't beat her. Here's another thing too. After he hit her, it was over. He dragged her off the elevator nice and very gently, you know. And he didn't go down and work her over. You know what working over means? When you want to hurt somebody. When you subdue somebody, sometimes you'll even knock them out and give them a little pain. Working them over is you want to hurt them, man. You're pummeling them. You're kicking his kidney. You want to cause a permanent wound. Now, even when you beat a kid or even what he did to his wife, maybe he could have hurt her a little more than would have happened. But still, there is a just beat. Even when you beat somebody, you can have accidents where people can actually get killed, you know. You can just slap somebody and he has a weak heart and he could die. You know, but a slap is not any type of violent punishment. But so anyway, what we're talking about here is why are these two incidents coming up now? This one, which happened in May, because they want to blackball the NFL. They want to get rid of that guy, Roger Goodell, and they want to punish them. And they want to humiliate them. They've already been humiliating them. They got to wear pink ribbons on that Women's Month, all that. It's faggy stuff. Because women, what are women afraid? Because they get breast cancer because they're going to die. Women want to live forever. They all want to be goddesses. That cannot be touched, cannot be harmed. To be Superwoman, though, to keep up that illusion, you have to have laws that protect the woman so she doesn't get her ass kicked. But that Superwoman crap's going to go out the window real quick when Antichrist comes to power. And he tortures these women, rapes them, pillages them, and throws them in pig pens. It's going to happen. We read from the holy prophet Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 13 to 17. For this I will trouble the heaven, and the earth shall be moved out of her place, in the indignation of the Lord of hosts, and for the day of his fierce wrath. And they shall be as a doe fleeing away, and as a sheep, and there shall be none to gather them together. Every man shall turn to his own people, and every one shall flee to his own land. Every one shall be found, shall be slain, and every one that shall come to their aid shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces before their eyes, and their houses shall be pillaged, and their wives shall be ravished. And he goes on, verse 17, he says, behold, I will stir up the Medes to do this. God is going to use the Antichrist and other evildoers to do this, to come in and to punish all these effeminate people, or these feminists, and these people that idolize children. They're going to see it before their very eyes. This is the word of God here speaking. Even if we read the scriptures, we read where God told Moses to kill men, women, and children. Moses, with his own self, with his own sword, killed women and children and infants in their mother's wombs and infants in their mother. Moses killed them. Because people don't realize, and this is the thing, they think we're living in a utopia and everyone's good. We're not good. We're born into this world evil. We're born into this world with demons. This world is a giant penal colony. And in God's predestined mind, he knows which infants are ultimately bad and ultimately good, no matter how long they live. And if he kills them when they're an infant and allows them to be dying and go to hell, it's because God knows that that person was going to be evil, even if he grew up to be old. That's another issue we'll get into later on. But right now, this, and one guy rightly said too, he says, why are you picking on the NFL? what they call your domestic abuse, beating wives or beating children. It happens all over the place. It's not just the NFL. And that's a law enforcement issue anyway, which, first of all, it's not even breaking the law according to God's law. But according to this pagan society, it's still the law of the policemen and the judges to handle it, not the owners and the people who own companies and everything. You start firing people because of it. This is all part of that hate crime thing, too, where they're trying to suppress and ostracize anybody that is trying to live by God's natural law. So what we're saying is God's supernatural law and his natural law is banned in your United States of America and all your other Western democracies. It's banned. You can't quote from the Bible against homos. You can't quote from the Bible against feminism. You can't quote from the Bible, like I'm going to do in a few minutes, about corporal punishment. You can't quote from the Bible about capital punishment. You can't quote from the Bible because the Bible now is hate. God, they hate God. They hate God's law. They're looking at the Bible as evil. The tables are now turned around. All these flaming liberals are getting what they want, because years ago when there was a little more righteousness, these people would be suppressed. And they're the ones that would be ostracized, not the people that are trying to live by the natural law. So now they're persecuting this guy and trying to make him feel like he did something bad. They got psychiatrists coming and saying, you're not supposed to hit the kid. You know, just give him time out or give him some other punishments. Now, yeah, if a kid's not real bad, you give him minor punishments. You don't beat the kid unless you have to. But when you have to, you beat him. And you know when that happens. When the kids are like a little, what do you do to a horse when you tame it? What do you do to a wild bull when you tame it? You got to beat it. You got to hit it. And then once he's tame for life. If you let your kid raised up being spoiled and you don't punish him when he needs it, you got a stubborn mule your whole life. The whole world's full of stubborn mules out there today. Everybody in these democracies are a bunch of rebellious bastards. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be punished. They don't want to be hit. They don't want to be killed even. When 9/11, they went nuts when a few people died. You look at these other countries out there in the Middle East and areas where they're fighting now, these kids are so used to killing, it's like nothing to them. You know, but the United States is effeminate, it's mushy, and it's breaking all kinds of God's law, and it's ostracizing people like this Adrian Peterson, who did the right thing with this kid of his. What happened too was, what's really bad is a lot of your big companies, because they're all Freemasons, they're supporting the secular, not all of them, but a lot of them, your secular agendas, they come right along. And what they're trying to do is put financial pressure on the NFL now, because they can't put legal pressure on them. So they're trying to say, if you don't get rid of this guy, Roger Goodell, we're going to pull away contracts from the NFL. And they removed this guy, Adrian Peterson, from his Nike contract because he spanked his kid. Forget you, Nike. You know what I would say to you? I would say to everybody, if they had any righteousness, don't buy Nike products. I would. I will not buy Nike products because they're a bunch of mushes. You think you're doing yourself a favor. But unfortunately, folks, we have a lot of mushes in this world. I think it's 50-50 right now, the righties and lefties. I'm talking about natural law stuff now. And then there's another company that came along and said they're going to pull out from backing the Minnesota Vikings or one of these franchises or something. You know, and so they're trying. What they do is they bring corporate pressure down upon you. And that's how they get you without, like, saying, well, we have, because the hate law has not yet been to the point where they're enforcing it, like throwing you in jail for it. That's going to come on later on. Where this guy, Roger Goodell, would have already been thrown in jail and locked up. But they're trying to do everything they could to make the financial people pull back their finances from them. But unfortunately, football is so popular that it's the number one watch sport in the world as far as ratings and everything. It brings a lot of money, he says. And these companies aren't going to stay out for long. They're going to come right back in because it's very financially viable. But they're trying to blackball this guy and get him removed because... And why did they bring it up? If this happened in May, you could have tried to... Why didn't you yell at him in May? Because it was after the homosexual incident happened with this football player. They tried to get in. It was an openly homosexual flaming faggot who came out and was so proud about his faggyism that, and he wanted to everyone to know about it, and all the other football players are getting a little bent out of shape. You know, you may even have homosexuals that are in there that are ashamed of what they're doing and they're not proud of it. This guy was boasting about it and said, we don't want this guy in here, so they're punishing him for it. This is what's going on. He's being punished because these guys, and the Ray Rice incident too, which has a lot to say for it also, even after that incident, you had a lot of women wearing Ray Rice shirts the next Sunday. The thing, because a lot of women, when they're bad and they know how they provoke a man, they can get up in his face, they can provoke him, and the more the man lets it happen, then they're waiting. I said, you're cruising for a bruising, we used to say in New Jersey. You're cruising for a bruising. You're going to get a beating if you keep it up. And they would get a beating, and they would even respect you for it because they know they deserved it. And I said to this one guy, you know, and his wife is a real feminist, and she's bossing them all over the place. I knew both of them, and it was bossing them. His wife was bossing them all over the place. I said, you know something? If you don't kick your wife in the ass when she deserves it, because she's such a rebel, she's never going to really love you anyway or respect you. She's going to walk all over you. She's not going to even love you because of your weakness. You think you're doing a favor because you're being. She's going to walk all over you. I says, unless you kick her in the ass right now and set her straight, you're in trouble your whole life. Because she deserved it. Now, I'm not saying, most times when you get married, it's a decent marriage, you never have to hit your wife at all. You don't want to hit anybody. I mean, that's a last resort. I mean, and you hope you don't have to do it. And most times, if it's a good marriage, even on the natural plane, you don't hit your wife. But if she's really bad, yeah, there's no rule that says the woman is above God where she can't be touched. She's on a pedestal, or the child. There's no pedestal there. Read the Bible. Men, women, and children being killed when they rebel against God. Back to what we're saying to them. When you beat somebody in your house and give them a normal discipline in your home, whether the woman deserves it or the child deserves it, all right? You don't want to wound them with a permanent wound, and you don't want to kill them. If they deserve to be killed because they did something worthy of death, like in the Old Testament, when a kid was so rebellious he didn't listen after he was beaten several times, you would deliver him over to the high priest. Then they would make an authoritative decision before the law, and you'd stone them to death. Or if your kid committed murder and you knew it, that's death penalty. If a child hit his parent, death penalty. Death penalty. But for that to happen, the parent would bring him over to the authority, there would be a trial, and then he would get the okay from the legitimate authorities, and they would kill him. They would kill him. And that's the way they would do it then. And so, now, so when it comes down to a permanent wound or killing people, the general rule is you need to get some authority from your legal religious leaders, your rulers, who can try the case before you can give a permanent wound. For instance, a kid who steals, like as you said before you cut his arm off, you have to get the state, it has to go before the state, has to be, or the religious authority, approve the case, and then they give the okay to cut his hand off. That's a permanent wound. And the other thing I want to mention too is just, and St. Paul says it in here, don't provoke your... Husbands, don't provoke your wives. Don't treat them like a... Don't be a tyrant. Don't abuse your kids and treat them like a tyrant. Because if you beat your kid unjustly and your wife unjustly, then they deserve to leave you. Then I agree, that is abuse and there should be a separation. And also, if your husband's an alcoholic and he's a raging bastard, he watches pornography, separation. So I'm not saying you have to obey... A wife has to obey the husband in everything. Nor does the child have to obey the parent in everything. If the parent or the husband is doing something that's very evil in the house... He's an alcoholic. He's bringing in pornography. They have to resist that parent and leave. Don't even live with them. And if it was a Catholic country, I would lock up every alcoholic father and drug addict father. I'd lock him up and dry him up. I'd try to get him better. After three times, if he doesn't get better, I'd kill him. I'd give him three chances, though. So if you had an alcoholic father that's running roughshod in a home, now he is abusing the house. And he's beating his wife unjustly and he's a tyrant. I would lock that man up. I'd dry him out. Force him not to drink, you know, for about maybe 6 months and teach him if in a Catholic country. If he's not Catholic even, I would do it. I would do that to anybody. And I would warn him after he's dried out, now you go back. If we catch you drunk again in your house and beating your kids and all that, we're going to try a second time. If we catch you a third time and you're beating your wife and all that, we're going to kill you. If he's a violent drunk or a violent drug addict. If he's not violent, then you just maybe lock him up in a certain place by himself and let him fester in his own iniquity. But you don't want alcoholics running around the street and running around in families, nor drug addicts. And that's what we have here. You know how fast you would stop alcoholism and drug addiction if you had strict penalties against it? Really strict penalties? You'd stop it overnight. Drug addiction, drug dealers, alcoholism would stop overnight. And if you have strict penalties, not in some cases, you need to have the faith too. You need to have people praying for these people so they can convert. So what do you have in the United States? You have the complete opposite. You have people that, when they're really justly trying to punish their kids with corporal punishment, or a wife that really deserves to have a beating, you're not allowed to do it. Now, we're going to quote in here, I'll just read here real quickly from this Adrian Peterson, some of the stuff that he said. That happened on May 18, 2014. And then not until September 11th, 2014, did they indict him and bring him into court on it because they wanted to attack the NFL because he spanked his kid with it. I can't even believe this. He spanked his kid with a wooden stick, and the whole NFL's being dragged into it. Owners, everybody. We're living. I'll tell you something, folks. If I knew I didn't belong here, but I know I belong here for now at least. God wants me here. I'd be in Russia. That's where I'd be. Even though they're schismatics, they're a lot less evil than the people over here. A lot less evil. This country is so full of mush. And then you wonder why they got such a big crime problem. And they got guys like, here's a guy. They're trying to turn this guy into a criminal. Here's what he says. First, he apologizes. He says, I didn't want to hit the kid in the private part. I didn't mean to do that. I was whipping him on his behind and his thighs and went around and hit his private part. He goes, Peterson also acknowledged that the injury to the child's private part, he's saying, I got him in a private part once, I noticed, but I felt so bad. He says, I'm all for tearing up that butt when needed. I started putting them in timeout, he says, but that wasn't working, so then he ended up beating him. So he's saying he didn't mean to hit his private part, which that would have been wrong if he did it intentionally, because that could cause damage, permanent damage. But he was spanking him on the behind and the thighs. And I saw the marks. It was little scratch marks. I get more scratch marks like that when I scratch my hand. Mm-hmm. I get worse than that. You can beat a person till he bleeds. I'm going to read that in the Bible to you in a minute. It says a wicked slave, beat his sides till he bleeds. A son, beat him till he bleeds. If he's wicked, if he's real rebellious, beat him till he bleeds. That's God's law. So whose law do we obey? Mm-hmm. Satan's law or God's law? The United States is defending Satan's law. He said here, never do I go overboard, but all my kids will know, hey, daddy has the biggie heart, but don't play no games when it comes to acting right. It says, in disciplining his son in the same manner as Peterson himself was disciplined as a child. He wrote, he unintentionally caused the boy injury. He didn't really injure the boy. Those marks weren't injury. You know, how do you hit somebody without putting a bruise on him, you know? If you don't put a bruise on him, you're not hitting him. You're just shaking his hand. Or you're patting him on the back. Or like they want him to do today in NFL, play two-hand touch. If they start getting any more of these mushy rules, they're going to be playing two-hand touch with powder puff. How do you hit a kid without putting some, punish him the right way, without putting some type of bruise on him? So he didn't injure the kid. And even his private part didn't get really injured. There was no permanent wound or anything, although he didn't want to do. He understands that there are people who disagree with this form of discipline, he said. And he has met with a psychologist who informed him of a more appropriate way to discipline his kid. There we go to the psychologist. That's where Satan teaches your dogmas through the psychologist. Poor puppy. Don't ever hit your kid. Don't ever punish him. It's never their fault. A guy can go out and kill somebody in a whole movie theater and claim to be nuts and he gets off the case. It's crazy what we're living in the world today. Now he says, but deep in my heart, I've always believed I could have been one of those kids that was lost in the streets without the discipline instilled in me by my parents and other relatives. I have always believed that the way my parents disciplined me has a great deal to do with the success I've enjoyed as a man. I love my son. I will continue to become a better parent and learn from any mistakes I ever make. He didn't make a mistake with the kid, first of all. But what he's saying is my parents beat me, and here I am, more civilized than a lot of other people. And that's true. You'll look at it. You had one of these black announcers had the audacity to come out. An NFL announcer came out, and they're talking. Everyone, don't. No one's ever going to take the side of what I'm saying here, so they'd be fired from their job. So he came out and he said, and I think Boomer Esen was over there. Is it that Boomer Esen is one of the announcers?
Yeah,
I saw Esen. He was with him, and he comes and he's a famous black announcer, and he says, I was beat by my mother when I was a kid, but that don't make it right. That doesn't make it. My mother beat me, and it wasn't right. And he started going crazy. He had Vietnam syndrome, PBS something. He's having nightmares. It wasn't right. You know, I say to that black man, yes, it was right. Look at you. You're an announcer now. Yeah. You're more civilized than other people, and you're an asshole. Yes, it was right. How do you think you got where you are? How do you think you're even as disciplined as you are to be able to be an announcer on TV if your mother didn't beat your ass when you deserved it? He's fighting back at the very thing that put him where he is. Yeah. He's shooting himself in the foot. And because people don't do this anymore, people are becoming more rebellious than they've ever been. Then the Boomer Esiason, the stupid sappy is. And you know, a lot of people believe it, but they can't say it. They'll lose their jobs immediately. He came and he said, and you can tell he's not against all beating, because he went like this. Yeah, he says, but to beat a four-year-old kid? A four-year-old kid to beat a four-year-old, that's when you beat him. That's when he got the demons in him the most when they're little kids. Look at a little kid. Everybody who has kids knows it. They're rebellious if you don't punish them. That's when you got to hit him. If you hit the kid when he's young like that, then you're going to have a good kid. for the rest of your life. So he comes out and says, it's almost like he's saying, well, you can hit the kid if he's a little older. So he tried to cover, you know, a four-year-old kid. You know, I can bet you some people emailed him and said, what, are you still saying it's okay to beat a seven-year-old kid? What age is it all right to beat a kid? So what kind of a world are we living in is what I'm telling you. What kind of a world do we live in? You know, in the old days, when people commit certain sins, they put them in stocks, in a, if it's a public sin, in stocks in a public square, and they would beat them. They would whip them. That's even part of military discipline. Mm-hmm. A lot of the problems you see here solved today would be solved by a good beating. Mm-hmm. Oh, he says, he closed his statement by saying he's not a perfect parent, but he's not a child abuser, and he's not. And they came out and they said a child abuser. For first of all, I thought, what was he, sexually molesting the kid? He wasn't. A child abuser, that's not child abuse. There is such a thing as child abuse, I agree. That's not child abuse. Corporal punishment is not child abuse. Child abuse is when you permanently wound a kid, or you kill him, or you're sexually molesting him. That's child abuse, I agree with that. Then you have every right to go in there and remove the parents and lock them up even, put them in jail, both of them if they're doing it. I'm against sexual abuse or permanently wounding a kid or killing the kid, of course. That's child abuse. But normal corporal punishment, just in the right way, is not child abuse. It's loving your child. It's beating the devils out of him. It's because you care for him. St. Paul says that. Look, St. Paul says that in Hebrews 12, 6 to 8. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastises, and he scourges every son whom he receiveth. For if we be without chastisement, then you're bastards and you're not sons. And then St. Paul's getting that from Ecclesiasticus chapter 30. And it's verses 1 to 2, verses 8 to 9 and 12. He that loveth his son frequently chastiseth him, that he may rejoice in his latter end, and not grope after the doors of his neighbors. He that instructeth his son shall be praised in him, and shall glory in him in the midst of them of his household. A horse not broken becometh stubborn, and a child left to himself will become headstrong. Give thy son his way, and he shall make thee afraid. Play with him, and he shall make thee sorrowful. Bow down his neck while he is young, and beat his sides while he is a child, lest he grow stubborn and regard thee not, and so be a sorrow to thy heart. Proverbs 13:24, he that speareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him correcteth him betimes. Proverbs 22:15, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall drive it away. Proverbs 29:15-17, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but the child that is left to his own will bringeth his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, crime shall be multiplied. United States. See how it's connected to corporal punishment? But the just shall see their downfall. Instruct thy son, and he shall refresh thee and give thee delight to thy soul. Also, when you give corporal punishment to your kid when he deserves it, it's a great act of justice in the eyes of God, because God demands it. That's part of God's natural law commandment. If you don't beat your kid or your wife or anybody when they deserve it, or any criminal, even a husband deserves to get beaten. I'm not getting them off the hook. If they're bad, then they got to be delivered to secular authorities. And people come in and beat the husband, too. I'm not getting anybody being beaten if they deserve it. But my point on is here, we're talking about children now. If you don't do that, God's going to get angry at you. He's going to get angry at you. The crime is not going to be expiated. The kid's not going to have any true motive for repentance. And everything's, so you're not appeasing God's wrath. We'll read about that. In Proverbs 20:30, the blueness of a wound wipe away evils and stripes in the more inward parts of the belly. He's talking about when you hit the kidney and he gets bruises. He says that appeases God's wrath. And it causes that kid to wake up and amend his life and to become better. Everyone's trying to soft touch these kids without punishing. I think it's basically a denial of original sin and man's original evilness when he comes into this world. Since the fall of Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden, I think it's man's denying that. And that's what we see down there. They're trying to tell you we're living in a utopia. Everybody's okay. You appease God's wrath when you do that. And society will become more just when you start doing things like this, punishing people when they deserve it. And you get actual graces from God that if you're not in the Catholic Church, it'll help you come into the Catholic Church. And if you are Catholic, help you to be a good Catholic. Now, here's what we're talking about in the Bible verses where it tells you what the proper type of a beating is. When you discipline your kid or a wife or somebody in your own home, outside of when you call them legal authorities, religious authorities, or authorities that can come in and maybe give the death penalty or a permanent wound. We're reading about this in Proverbs 23:13-14. This is about not wanting to kill the child when you beat him, of course, or give it a permanent wound. Withhold not correction from a child, for if thou strike him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. This is what this guy Adrian Peterson did. I'm giving this lecture for guys like him and other people. Don't stop following natural law. They're trying to knock down the natural laws like dominoes. They're all almost gone now. It's really bad now. We read about this in Ecclesiastes 42, 5 to 6. Of much correction of the child, and to make the side of a wicked slave to bleed. Okay? So even if, and child too, if it's really bad. See, there's a bleeding. Bleeding. It's not a permanent wound. Here's another one. Proverbs 19 to 18. Chastise thy son, despair not, but to the killing of him, set not thy soul. But don't kill him. Don't give him a permanent wound. If he needs a permanent wound and he needs to be killed, deliver him over to the religious authorities to judge the case. Then stone him to death. Kill him. Hang him if he deserves to be killed. Yes, kill him. Then you kill him too. Here it is. Watch. Deuteronomy 21, 18 to 21. If a man have a stubborn and unruly son who will not hear the commandments of his father or mother, and being corrected, slighteth obedience, they shall take him and bring him to the ancients of the city and to the gate of judgment, and shall say to them, this our son is rebellious and stubborn. He slighteth hearing our admonitions. He giveth himself to reveling and to debauchery and to banquetings. The people of the city shall stone him, and he shall die, that you may take away the evil out of the midst of you, and all Israel hearing it may be afraid. Deterrent. Deterrent. Don't do what this kid did. That's number two. Number one, you get God's blessings and you purify the camp that way. Because God does not allow that to go on. If you don't avenge something like that, demons and devils and curses come down upon the whole camp. And I ask you, is it better that you beat the kid with the rod a couple of times and draw some blood? Or you kill him right away? So you, and here what's happening is this kid's being disciplined. He's being beaten and he's still not listening. Now you give him the ultimate punishment, death. Death. And that's the ultimate punishment of these people that are multiple rebels. Obstinate, incorrigible rebels, which is the whole United States is full of them. You can't almost believe what you see. And even this town alone, which is a very peaceful town for the most part, we know who the criminals are and they're all walking around the streets. You're reading the paper, the guy shot somebody, he's out in 2 weeks. He shot another guy, he's out in another 2 weeks. I don't even know if he went to jail even. This one guy, he really did commit domestic abuse against his wife. He's going to kill his wife with a gun or something, and he's out walking around. Another guy rapes young girls. He's walking around. He got caught two times doing it. He's walking around. I see him in town. This is the United States. Non-judgmentalism. And now it starts out when you don't punish your kid. And they say, and these kids go into psychologists are giving all these reasons to say, I'm psychologically messed up because my parents beat me when I was young. Putting these stupid thoughts. No, you're psychologically messed up because you listened to the psychologist and got away from God's natural law. That's why you're messed up, because you're cursed from Almighty God. A country that does the things that this country's doing now, in every arena they're violating the natural law, is so odious to God that when this country goes down, it's going down hard. It's cursed to the highest degree. And I tell people, so what? You're going to lose your job if you speak up. If you don't, then you're a liar. You're a liar to the truth you know to be. A lot of these people are keeping their announcer positions and corporate positions and jobs because they don't want to speak out the way they should. Kobe Bryant got pilloried because he condemned he said something about a homosexual. And I know privately speak to him, he says homos are wrong. But publicly he can't say it now. But he should. According to God's law, he should in grace. He shouldn't be a coward and back down. Because then God really hates that. And that's the kind of world we're living in, a mushy world. I said, what did this guy do, you know? And they said, oh, did you see the wounds? The wounds? Right now, if I'm a little sweaty and I scratch, I put a bigger scratch on myself or scratch myself with the nails. We are, I tell you, all of us, not me. I grew up with a German mother and she was good. She beat me and I deserved it. And it was good. You know what my father said? You were over in World War II in Hungary when Hitler was in power and he came into Hungary. He said they had drug dealers. They had alcoholics, they had all these horrible, lousy, pornographic type places and stuff. When Hitler came to power, he killed all the top drug dealers in a public square and hung them. Banned alcoholism, banned contraceptions. He says, the stuff stopped overnight. It ended over, there was no more drugs, there was no more of what they were doing with this, they had this contraceptive laws too or something. He even had a law where the more kids and women had to, she would get medals for it. But the big thing, the drug addiction thing and all that, and he hated the alcoholics, alcoholism. But he says, Germany then became, on the natural law, a peace where there was no more crime. No more crime. Overnight. Because he punished people. Mussolini did that in Italy too. And that's why the mafia came over here at the turn of the century, 1900. They came over here because Mussolini overturned their dirty, diabolical doings. My whole point on this thing is it's all corporal punishment, capital punishment. Beating your wife when she deserves it, if she deserves it, and when she deserves it. And your kids and all that. And even the husband getting beaten when he deserves it. Now, we're going to talk about how, as I said before, there's nothing worse than when you beat somebody and don't deserve it. Now, in a lot of good families, you never have to hit anybody. Sometimes it happens, though, if it has to. But a lot of times it doesn't happen. You don't even want it to happen. And if you hit somebody, if you're too severe, let's say that the whatever the person did didn't deserve a beating and you gave them a beating, that undermines your punishment. So that's not right neither. So we're not condoning true cases of abuse. We're not condoning that. Now, St. Paul even talks about the proper attitude of parents. In Ephesians 6, 1-4 with kids, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just, in all things except for sin. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest be long lived upon the earth. And you, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the disciplining correction of the Lord. All right, and you don't provoke them to anger, you bring them up the right way. And as I say before, too, we're not condoning husbands going around beating up wives whenever they want, or beating them up too severely, or children whenever they want. And if a husband is a real tyrant and he is abusing somebody because he's beating them when they don't deserve to be beaten, or he's beating them to the point where he's giving permanent wounds or maybe even killing some of them, well, then that husband has to be taken away and locked up and punished. I say it even with my wife many times. You think you, because women, they're walking around like prima donnas. Nobody can touch them. They can walk around the street now, spit in your face, smack you a couple times, pull your hair, kick you and say, go ahead and hit me because I'm going to call the cops. Domestic abuse. And, you know, a lot of women do know it because even this Ray Rice's fiancé went right back with him after. She got angry and depressed. She said, leave us alone. That's between me and him. You're exploiting my boyfriend. And she's still with him. That happens a lot. And a lot of the women who were wearing Ray Rice t-shirts, when they went to the game that Sunday, a lot of women got angry. They had some bull dyke woman in New Jersey, a feminist NLW woman, like a big lesbian bullhead. And she's standing there. We try to counsel these women when they get beat up by their husbands that they don't have to stay there and take it. But a lot of them just stay there and they're stupid. Here's a woman that deserves to be tortured before she, and then killed even, this woman. So, blanket case. Once a woman knows you can't touch her at all, she rules your house. She's, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. It's a usurpation of God's hierarchical order. You have children above the parents. First of all, the woman's above the husband. The children are above the parents. And when you usurp hierarchic law, you know what you're really doing? You're playing God. The woman is saying she's God Almighty. It goes that far. You say, oh, it doesn't go that. Yes, it does. Because you're usurping the whole hierarchical authority. The woman's going to go into heaven, and she doesn't want God to tell her what to do either. Nor does the kid. It's a usurpation of God's hierarchic authority. And since they've been doing that, they're getting beaten more than they've ever been beaten before. Because here's the second thing comes in. When a woman acts like a man and she wants to be the boss, they say, you want to act like a man? We're going to treat you like a man. We're going to beat you like a man. We're going to punch you like a man. And now you're going to get beaten for another reason. Just for the mere fact that you're acting like a man. So maybe this sermon can act as a double. I don't have to do the one on domestic abuse next week neither, because it has to do with the Ray Rice case too. They're persecuting this guy unjustly. Unjustly, they're persecuting him. After he hit her, she was down. He dragged her. He wasn't working her over. There's no permanent injury. Sorry, folks. She deserved it. She was attacking him. They were both drunk, they say? Yeah, maybe. Maybe they were both fighting. All right? Got out of line. Boom. He hit her. No permanent wound. No killing. And they're back together. Leave them alone. Stay out of the house when it comes to that. That's why you got rebellious witches running all over the place. And they really are now creating a superwoman world where they're thinking that they're untouchables. Because if anybody touches them, they go to jail. Even if you can't touch your kid now, you go to jail. You can't discipline your kid, you go to jail. But even around town, I hear people speak a lot. There's still a natural law on a lot of people in this land, maybe 50% or more of them, that know that you beat your kid when he's bad. Because it even tests your patience. They push you over the limit. And then you got to hit them. St. Paul says, two children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to indignation, lest they be discouraged. If you beat a kid when he doesn't deserve it, or a wife or anybody, or even a husband, he doesn't deserve it, it works the opposite. Because then nothing, you actually undo proper discipline. You know, but the whole thing that they're doing this too is because the devil and Antichrist is around the corner from coming to power. He overturns not just God's supernatural laws, but also the natural laws that are written upon the hearts of all men. He's always trying to do that. And in this country now, that's what you have. And if anybody wants to stand up for what's right, he's ostracized. He's the one that's kicked out. He's the one that's fired. We just got banned from Vimeo just recently for a couple of our videos we put up there as under hate speech because we're quoting God's law. You know, they say even in Canada or other places, you're not even allowed to quote the Bible, the homo verses against homos, or you go to jail. Folks, wake up. Take sides on what kind of a world you want to live in. And the devil knows, even to go to this guy, Adrian Peterson's not Catholic. Every time you do something good, God gives you actual grace that may help you become Catholic later on. There's nothing worse than when a person has lost even all semblance of the natural law, like feminism and homosexuality and effeminacy. When that happens, those people are the hardest people in the world to convert. And really impossible until they get out of that and start obeying the natural law. So the devil's now taking down all the natural law pillars in the United States and all the other Western democracies. And that's their job, to push this throughout the world in these Muslim countries that don't want to put up with it. And Russia, who doesn't want to put up with it. What do you, there's two main reasons they're going after Russia, which is a lesser of all the evils in the whole world today, is Russia. Because they're still keeping some of the natural laws over there against the homosexuals, and he kicked out all the oligarch Jewish bankers that were bilking and drying up Russia. That's why they hate Putin. That's why they're going after him. Because he's going against their one world satanic order, because he's and these zealous Muslims too. They showed him with a stick hitting women that are immodest in public, and they go, look what these Muslims are doing, these vicious Muslims. So anyway, this I just quoted to you a few verses in the Bible on corporal punishment, all right? And the United States is supposed to be claiming freedom of religion. Everybody has a right to believe. And, well, my belief says to beat the kid when he's bad. So what is it, you see? Yeah. It's the United States is making moral statements. Somebody did say that. Yeah. It's a moral statement. Who are you to tell people as to what extent they should be killed and how they should be punished and to even death penalties? You know, my law says this is worthy of death. When you let somebody rob a car 50 times and he's still running around the street, why should he ever stop? What's the difference? Who cares? It's insane. And you got, that's one guy. That means every guy that robs cars is like him running around Albuquerque and all your big cities. It's the United States we live in, folks. You want it? It's all yours. It's going to go down. If God wants me to stay here till it goes down, which is very possible, I prophesize its downfall and I rejoice and I dance on the roof. But if God said, go where you want, I would pick either Russia, probably Russia or something. Make a deal with Putin. I would still condemn his orthodox schismatic religion, but on the natural plane, he's a lot better than everybody else. Tell him, as long as you allow me to preach my Catholicism, I'll live in peace in your country, you know, under your laws, rather than live somewhere else. Because right now, that's why they're really going against Russia, because they're powerful enough. And China is given, Russia's even a little better than China, but China's also they don't like, because China punishes criminals. China punishes criminals. You can walk into big cities in China any hour of the night, and there's no crime. If they do catch a criminal, they parade him in the public square and they hang him. They still do that in China. So the United States doesn't like that neither. You talk about the woman thing. You got Jimmy Carter. He says he just recently left. Well, I don't recently, but he left. The Southern Baptist. He's a Southern Baptist his whole life. And he left because they have women being subject to their husbands. He doesn't believe in that. He believes women are equal to their husbands, if not above, or at least equal. And he says, I didn't agree with that, women being subject to their husbands, so I left it. They misinterpret the verses. He says, I know there's some verses that are clearly say women have to be subject to their husband. Some verses, all the verses. Where does it ever, he might say, he's there's no man, no women, no Jew, nor Gentile. You know, he's probably quoting something out of context. But his point was that he left there because he believed that women should be equal to men. And his new crusade now is to go around and speak out for women who are being abused in the whole world. Now, some of their causes are good. I'm not against some of the causes these guys are backing, but I'll explain in a minute. But ultimately, what they want to do is liberate the woman from the husband, put him above the husband, and let him rule in society, and that's evil. Other causes that make them look a little pious is they'll fight against prostitution of young girls and bringing girls into prostitution in these countries, which that is definitely wrong. That's a good cause to, you know, to fight. Against these women being prostitutes and try to stop that and punish the people that are doing it. I agree with that part of the law. But that's not the only part of the law they're interested in. They want to educate girls and take them out of the home. They want to not teach them how to be mothers anymore. They want them to go to universities and to be like men and to work jobs out in the world. That's the evil part of what they're doing. Bill Clinton just recently said now he's doing the same thing now, taking up the same cause for women throughout the world. And they say this is the number one cause in the whole world, he said. That's my number one cause, defending women. It's kind of weird. Not God, not mankind in general, just women. It's sick. That was part of the Freemasonic creed. This is the power that Satan promised Eve, because she's the one who first rebelled against God. And so that's now she's getting the full amount of power she's ever had. But it's not going to last very long, because when Antichrist comes to power, he's going to put an end to it. So you see all these things being denied in the United States. And you see them going after... You have to ask yourself, why are they going after the NFL? Why don't they go to IBM or all these corporations where a guy beats his wife and and tell him fire all your... You need to fire all your employees because they're all doing something. You know. But if they really want to fire anybody, they do want to fire anybody. And we had... Remember our brother Rick Gonzalez got fired because he spoke out against the Jews? They want to fire you if you're keeping the natural law. Or if you're even keep... Worse than that, if you keep the supernatural law, the Catholic faith, they want to doubly fire you. And they're doing it. They're literally doing it now. The whole world is in a panic about these situations because the big corporations are controlling. If you took a poll, I guarantee you, maybe at least 50% of the people or more would still say, I believe in beating my kid. What he did was right. And even the beating the woman, too. You might get 50% of them even come out and saying, there's nothing wrong with what he did. She deserved it. She was provoking him. Stay out of their business. That ain't none of your business. He didn't wound her. He didn't kill her. Give her a permanent wound and he didn't kill her. Stay out of her. I bet you would get that. But you don't, because the people that are in power that are running this country are now pushing this thing down people's throats. They're running with it. How many states in the United States have voted against homosexual marriages, but the federal judge comes in and usurps it and lets the homos get married? You see? This even proves how false their democracy is. We'll end it right here. We had one last case of a person I know that was trying to keep these two children from their parents. Because their father was an alcoholic, and their mother was an alcoholic, maybe even a drug addict too. And they used to walk around naked in the house in front of their kids. Naked. Okay? And the father gave his two children, the alcoholic father, to one of his friends because he knew they had a better chance on raising them. Because they were Catholic. And he said, you have a better chance of raising them. And so they were raising these two children. And then all of a sudden, the father wanted the kids back after the children were being raised as good Catholics, you know, and being taught the moral law and all that. And then, of course, the Catholic friend didn't want to give the kids back. So the father, who was separated from the wife, by the way, because they weren't even together, they were fighting with one another, now got back together with his wife to get the kids back so he can have them come back to him. And his friend ended up going to court to try to keep the kids and say that these two parents are unfit. They're alcoholics, drug addicts possibly too. They're walking around naked in front of the kids. There's nothing more abusive than being in a house with drug addicts and alcoholics and all that, and pornography and parents walking around naked. That's even psychological, or we say spiritual abuse to the kids. That's real abuse, right? Okay, folks? That's real abuse, all right? Well, his friend that went to court was taking the Catholic position, and the judge came out and said that when you're in the court, obey Caesar. You have to obey Caesar, right? Anyway, his friend got up there in the court thing, and he said, well, Your Honor, that's true about give Caesar his due, but first you give God his due. And if Caesar's law conflicts with God's law, then God's law comes first. You're not God, all right? So as the court case proceeded, and the evidence was presented about the judge knew about these parents because he's the one that even had sentences against both of them. The one father was already locked up in jail because of abuse and all this, domestic abuse and all. So the judge already knew that the father and mother were rotten. So his Catholic friend's trying to say, Your Honor, look at all this evidence against him. He's still the same way. All right? And they walk around naked, and their kids and all that. And then the father used evidence against his friend saying, because he was Catholic and he punished the kids when they were bad. And he would even hit them with a rod, but not permanently wound them. He used that in court against the Catholic friend. He said, look, he's beating these kids with a rod when they do bad. The judge went, what? He's beating them with a rod? This is serious. Wait a second. Alcoholism, drug addiction, walking around naked in front of your kids is okay, but you beat a kid with a rod when he deserves it is evil? Well, the outcome of the whole case was that the kids were sent back to the father, the alcoholic and drug addicted parents, so the parents can psychologically abuse them. And the whole thing during the court case too, the father's trying to say, I never hit my kid. But the big thing with the judge was that you hit him with a rod and that's it. That's serious business, man. Serious. So that's where you are today. That's the United States. It's going to get to the point where it's so bad, there's going to be a civil war in this country because they're going to start forcing people who want to live by the natural law not to live it by, and they're going to come into their own homes, which you're starting to do already. And then there's going to be a civil war. Then there's going to be fighting to the death. And they know that. That's why they're getting ready a lot of these military things here. So, all right, so that's just a little bit on the God's law on corporal punishment. And then when you don't do it, all hell breaks loose in society. All right. And I think this will take care of the woman beaten thing too. I don't have to do that next week. That takes care of it too. Like you said, women are not above the law. They have flesh. They have blood. They bleed. They go to hell. And they burn and suffer just like the rest of people do. So let not everybody think that they're above God's law and they can do whatever they want, which is what's happening in this country. And just keep your eyes open as to what's happening. And this lecture's for all the people of goodwill, so they don't get timid and backed off by all these people. Know one thing, you're not going to be famous in this society if you want to keep God's natural law. So you got to be willing to lose your job, your home, and everything to tell the truth. And if you don't care about the truth first and foremost, there's no hope to save your soul. And if you do care about the truth, then ultimately God will bring you to us, the only people that are teaching the Catholic faith in the whole world, so that you can enter the Catholic Church and have a hope to save your immortal soul. And you have the true God then protecting you from all these vipers out there and these effeminate, wicked Satanists that are controlling the whole world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.